At this time, the rest of the regiment was getting a lot of enemy fire from Ungasibus Island. The word was that several days earlier, the Japanese had slipped reinforcements by barge down to Peleliu from the larger islands to the north. Some of the barges had been shot up and sunk by the Navy, but several hundred enemy troops got ashore. It was a real blow to our morale to hear this. On the night of 22 to 23 September, about 600 Japanese of the 2nd Battalion, 15th Regiment, came down from Babeltuop and got ashore on Peleliu as reinforcements.
"Sounds just like Guadalcanal," said a veteran. "About the time we think we got the bastards boxed in, the damn Nips bring in reinforcements, and it'll go on and on."
"Yeah," said another. "And once them slant-eyed bastards get in these caves around here, it'll be hell to pay."
On 27 September, Army troops took over our positions. We moved northward.
"Our battalion is ordered to hit the beach on Ungasibus Island tomorrow," an officer told us.
Ungasibus had to be captured to silence the enemy fire coming into the 5th Marines' flank and to prevent its use as a landing place for Japanese reinforcements from the north. There was also an airfield on Ungasibus, a fighter strip that was supposed to be useful for American planes. I shuddered as I recalled the beachhead we had made on 15 September. The battalion moved into an area near the northern peninsula and dug in for the night, in a quiet area. It was sandy, open, and had some shattered, drooping palms. We didn't know what to expect on Ungasibus. I prayed the landing wouldn't be a repeat of the Holocaust of D-Day. Early in the morning of 28 September, D plus 3, we squared away our gear and stood by to board the Amtraks that would take us across the 500 to 700 yards of shallow reef to Ungasibus.
"We'll probably get another battle star for this beachhead," said a man enthusiastically.
"No, we won't," answered another. "It's still just part of the Peleliu operation."
"The hell you say? It's still another beachhead?"
the first man responded.
"I don't make the regulation, old buddy, but you check with the gunny, and I'll bet you I'm right."
Several mumbled comments came out about how stingy the high command was in authorizing battle stars, which were little enough compensation for combat duty. We boarded the tractors and tried to suppress our fear. Ships were firing on Ungasibus, and we saw Marine F-4U Corsair fighter planes approaching from the Peleliu airfield to the south.
"We're going to have lots of support for this one," an NCO said.